गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवारधा यशोदा नंदना व्रज जन रंजन यमुनातीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसु परिप्राजाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय नाम आचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोकुपिनाथ श्याम कुन राधा कुन गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी की जय गंगमयी की जय जमनमयी की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय फलम ब्रह्मणि संन्यस्य निर्विषङ्गा समाहितः कर्माध्यक्षं च मन्वान आत्मानं प्रकृतेः परं फलं ब्रह्मणि संन्यस्य निर्विषङ्गा समाहितः कर्माध्यक्षं च मन्वान आत्मानं प्रकृते परं फलं ब्रह्मणि संन्यस्य निर्विषङ्गा समाहितः कर्माध्यक्षं च मन्वान आत्मानं प्रकृते परम् फलं ब्रह्मणि संन्यस्य निर्विषङ्गसमाहितः कर्माध्यक्षं च मन्वानम् आत्मानं प्रकृते परम्
Thank you.
Kalam Brahmani Sanyasya Nirvishanga Samahita Karmadyaksham Atmanam Prakrite Param Samani Sanyasya Nirvishanga Samahita Manvana Atmanam Prakrite Param Palam Brahmani Sanyasya Nirvishanga Samahita Karmadyaksham Atmanam Prakrite Param Palam, result, Brahmani, in the absolute truth, Sanyasya, giving up, Nirvishangaha, without being contaminated, Samahitaha, completely dedicated, Karma, activity, Adhyaksham, superintendent, cha, and manvanaha, always thinking of, atmanam, the supersoul, prakritehe, of material nature, param, transcendental. Maharaj Prithu completely dedicated himself to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental to material nature. Consequently, all the fruits of his activities were dedicated to the Lord, and he always thought of himself as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of everything. Purport. The life and dedication of Maharaj Prithu in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead serve as a good example of Karma Yoga. The term Karma Yoga is often used in Bhagavad Gita, and herein Maharaj Prithu is giving a practical example of what Karma Yoga actually is. The first requirement for the proper execution of Karma Yoga is given herein. Palam Brahmani Sanyasya, or Vinyasya. One must give the fruits of his activities to the Supreme Brahma, Param Brahma, Krishna. By doing so, one actually situates himself in the renounced order of life, sannyas. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, giving up the fruits of one's activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called sannyas. Anashrita karma palam karyam karma kurotiyaha sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na chakriyaha. Although he was living as a householder, Prithu Maharaj was actually in the renounced order of life, sannyas. This will be clearer in the following verses. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam rupa kodam ahyam dadati shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrasatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhadhutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vancha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Palam Brahmani Sanyasya Nirvishanga Samahitaha Karmad Yaksham Manvana Atmanam Prakate Param Palam Brahmani Sanyasya He gave everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita also, what is that? Pramanyadhaya karmani sangam tyaktva kurotiyaha Lipyate nasapapena padmapatram vivamba. So we quoted yesterday. He offers everything to Brahma. Brahma means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. The Mayavadi thinks that he'll, by offering everything to Brahma, he'll also become Brahma. That's also correct, but he doesn't become Param Brahma. He remains the tiny spark of Brahma. If he's the Param Brahma, why is he offering to the Param to Brahma? Why doesn't he offer to himself? That also they do. So this is confusion, that the self and the supreme are absolutely identical. There's identity in quality and difference in quantity. The personality of Godhead is infinite and we're infinitesimal. So Prithu Maharaj, Palam, the fruits of all his activities, sannyasa, he gave up, but not just giving up, I renounce everything. Sanyasya Brahmani, he offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's actually sannyas. Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karotiya sa sannyasi. The person who performs his prescribed duties without attachment to the results of the work, he's the sannyasi, not the person who just gives up performing prescribed duties. So, Palam Brahmani Sannyasya. Prithu Maharaj, what is that? Manasa Deha Geha Yoki Chumor Arpilu Tuapade Nandakishore. My dear Nandakishore,
I offer everything to you, body, mind, words, home, everything.
The word nirvishangaha, uncontaminated, is very significant because Maharaj Prithu was not attached to the results of his activities. Lipyate nasapapena padmapatramivambasa. If you're not attached to the results of your activities, then you're uncontaminated. But if I'm attached, then I'll be contaminated by the three modes of nature. In this material world, a person is always thinking of the proprietorship of everything he accumulates or works for. When the fruits of one's activities are rendered to the service of the Lord, one is actually practicing karma yoga. Anyone can practice karma yoga, but it is especially easy for the householder who can install the deity of the Lord in the home and worship him according to the methods of bhakti yoga. This includes 9 items: hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshiping the deity, praying, carrying out orders, serving Krishna as friend, and sacrificing everything for him. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archanam vandanam dasyam, sakyam atmanivedanam. These methods of this method of karma yoga is being broadcast all over the world by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Anyone can learn these methods simply by following the examples of the members of the society. So Prabhupada said, this is karma yoga. You're interested in karma yoga? This is karma yoga. Offer everything to Krishna. Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karotiya palam brahmani sannyasya. This is karma yoga. How do you perform karma yoga? Just follow the example of the ISKCON devotees. Shravanam kirtanam smaranam vandanam. Everything. In one's home or in a temple, the deity is considered the proprietor of everything, and everyone is considered the deity's eternal servant. The Lord is transcendental, for he is not part of this material creation. So this is the position that Krishna is the owner of everything, therefore Krishna should be the enjoyer of everything. The deity is installed either in the temple or in one's home so that one can cultivate the consciousness of being servant of the deity, servant of the personality of Godhead, not as we think ourselves to be masters and proprietors and enjoyers. The words prakrite param are used in this verse because everything within this material world is created by the external material energy of the Lord, but the Lord himself is not a creation of this material energy. The Lord is the supreme superintendent of all material creations, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all the moving and unmoving beings. And by its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. All material changes and material progress taking place
by the wonderful interaction of matter, are under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Events in the material world are not taking place blindly. If one always remains a servant of Krishna and engages everything in his service, one is accepted as Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul, even during his lifetime within this material world. Generally, liberation takes place after one gives up this body, but one who lives according to the example of Prithu Maharaj is liberated even in this lifetime. So, Karma Dhyaksha, the Lord is the overseer, Upadrashtanumantacha, Maya Dhyakshena, he's the Adhyakshak of everything. So, one should understand that, Manvana, one should have the consciousness that everything is working under the control of Krishna. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahur anishanam. The demons think that everything is going on simply by the automatic interactions of material nature. And they deny the superintendence of the personality of Godhead. But the devotees recognize that there has to be an overseer. There has to be superior management, otherwise these things are not going to work. Even to keep things going. I saw the people were cleaning the fans yesterday and wearing t-shirt pollen. So that's required, even to maintain, what to speak of create. There's supervision required. Just here, everything is being built up very nicely. But without supervision and maintenance, it would all fall apart very nicely. So the maintenance is in place. So the personality of Godhead is creating everything. He's maintaining, and he's destroying. Creation for creation and maintenance, creation and destruction, he hires a contractor, and maintenance he personally oversees. In our last destination, they put up a pandal for Janmashtami, a big scene. So for the creating the pandal, they hired contractors. They came and set everything up. Then for the program inside the pandal, doing everything, that we did personally. And then after it was all over, they called back the contractors and they broke everything down. So this is Krishna's arrangement. He personally arranges, oversees at every step. And maintenance is also, he appoints himself, just like prime minister, sometimes he appoints himself to some other ministerial post, isn't it? He becomes the finance minister or the railway minister. There's nothing, whatever he wants, he can appoint himself also. Am I right? Sometimes they do that. So Krishna, he's the supreme. And sometimes he appoints himself also, so for maintenance. In any case, it's not going on automatically. And the Krishna conscious person understands that, and therefore he's liberated even in this body. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira nikalash vapyavastasu Jivan Mukta Suchate. This is actually Jivan Mukta Yoga. to understand that body, mind, and words should be dedicated to the personality of Godhead, Krishna. Then one is liberated. Even in this life, Prabhupada gave the example that you have a coconut, and the meat of the coconut is clinging to the shell inside. But when it dries up, then the coconut separates from the shell. And if you shake it, you'll hear the coconut pieces rattling around inside. So even though it's in the, still inside the coconut, it's separated from the shell. So even though the devotee may still be in this material body, he's separated from the business of the modes of material nature. He's a liberated soul, even in this life. In Krishna consciousness, the results of one's activities depend on the will of the Supreme Person. Indeed, in all cases, the result is not dependent on one's own personal dexterity, but is completely dependent on the will of the Supreme. That's a fact. I may be very expert and do so many things, but finally everything depends on the will of Krishna. This is the real significance of Palam Brahmani Sannyasya. A soul dedicated to the service of the Lord should never think of himself as the personal proprietor or the superintendent. It can be subtle. Nothing belongs to me, but I'm in charge of everything. And without me, how would it go on? It's not mine, it's Krishna's, but Krishna needs me to keep it going. In this way, under the subtle effects of material nature, I think myself indispensable. I think I need to hang on to my post till I'm 142. I think that no one can replace me. I think that things are going on very nicely because I'm making them go on nicely by my good service. But actually everything is going on by the will of Krishna. And when I'm out of the scene, it'll continue to go on with or without me. Not with me. So finally everything depends on Krishna. So one should never think of himself as the personal proprietor or the superintendent. A dedicated devotee should prosecute his work according to the rules and regulations described in devotional service. The results of his activities are completely dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for another wonderful discussion. In this purport, Prabhupada calls ISKCON devotees as an example for Karma Yoga. And personally, I appreciated this in Prabhupada's purports, how he would always use Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, synonymous with Bhakti, focusing on just the yoga word. At the same time, we see our acharyas are very categorical about this. How do we reconcile and understand this difference in the moods of...
What's the difficulty? They're presenting things from different angles. There's not that everything always has to be presented from the same angle of vision. It can be presented from a different angle of vision. The conclusion is the same. Living entity is the servant of Krishna. His business is to engage in Krishna's service. But that can be presented from, argued this way or argued that way, or presented this way, presented that way. Doesn't have to be, it's not stereotyped that you have to present the same argument the same way. The can be seen from a different way. Like the Like, for example, Prabhupada was arguing with some materialist that there must be God. He's giving this argument and that argument, there must be God. Because of this reason and that reason, there must be God. And so the guest said, but why must Krishna be God? Prabhupada said, that we may, can, he said, Krishna may or may not be God. That we can discuss later. My point is that there must be God. So some inexperienced person may think, but this person just challenged the existence of Krishna. He just challenged Krishna. Prabhupada ignored him. Prabhupada said, Krishna may or may not be God. But he's arguing from a different point of view, basically catching the guy out, trying to change the subject. He's Prabhupada wants to capture him on this point that there must be God, and the guy wants to sneak out by changing the subject and saying, well, why must Krishna be God? That we can talk about later. He may or may not be God. So in that way, things can be presented differently. Even the Acharya, you'll see Jiva Goswami presents it, even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baladev Vidyabhushan, master and disciple, they present in their Gita commentaries sometimes different angles of vision. This means this. No, this means that. So it's different angles. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how many ways did he describe Atmarama's Jamuniya? No shortage of ways to look at it. Or it could mean this, or it could mean that. You find in the Acharya commentaries, Kimva, lots of times, Kimva, or else. You know, after arguing a whole thing on the basis of, you know, unpacking a couple of words so that you get this meaning, and now it's all established, Kimva, or else, and then some completely different way of looking at it. So the same Acharyas, what to speak of two different Acharyas, even the same Acharya, after arguing that it means A, he said, well, or else it could mean B, and he argues it a different way.
So what I understood, Maharaj, is focus on the conclusion of the bigger teaching and not just on the specific details of a verse or a theme. Is it like that, Maharaj?
Yeah, it's not that we have to, the same thing always has to be explained the same way. The conclusion has to be there. If we arrive at the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we're all his servants, then it's all good. Otherwise, even though you may be very grammatical and scholarly and everything, but you're giving some other conclusion, then we reject it.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is, how do we understand, is it accepting discriminating between taking responsibility and taking charge of a particular...
Taking responsibility and taking charge are the same. There's no difference. Charge means responsibility. But the point is that even if I take charge or take responsibility, I shouldn't really think that I'm in charge. I'm doing my duty, and Krishna's in charge. Nimitta matras bhavasavyasachi. Krishna told Arjuna, you become the instrument. Bhishmam cha dronam cha jayadratam cha. What is that? Karanam tatanya napi yodhavira. Maya hatams. I've already killed all these people. Bhishma, Drona, Jayadrata, Karna. Maya hatams. They're already killed by me. But nimitta matra, bhava. You just become my instrument. don't think you're killing them. That's already been argued, Krishna said, that the self-realized person knows. Ubhoto na bhajanito nayam hanyate. No one is going to be killed, or no one can be the killer. Anyway, even if you think that someone's killed, he's killed by me. So, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. No, you have no responsibility in that sense, no culpability. You can't be sued. If they want to sue, they have to sue me. Just like if a man shoots someone with a gun, they don't press charges against the gun. They press charges against the man. So it's Krishna who's killed all these Kurukshetra fighters. And Arjuna, he just acted as Krishna's instrument. So we may take responsibility for so many things, but we should always know that really it's Krishna who's making it happen, not me.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
I had this question that if I instinctively feel like if I can serve in one particular way, Krishna better, or Vaishnavas better. So how do I understand that I'm not being independent minded in that sense, but yet use my own discretion or use my own power of
your own intuition. Means under supervision. If intuition were good enough for all purposes, we wouldn't need a spiritual master. We just follow our intuition. But so we may feel some intuition or impulse or inclination, inspiration to do something, but finally it's to be confirmed by the authority. Not that it's my otherwise independent idea. It may be. It may likely be very good, but sometimes we're told, the hell with your inspiration. I want you to do this. I told you to do this.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, actually I was thinking on the same lines as Madhav Gopal Prabhu. So we say spirit or intention of work is more important than the work itself. So it's important to balance, because we also hear that
intention is more important than the work itself.
Consciousness, the mood in which we offer, it's dedicated.
Yeah, but if I ask my disciple to do something and he comes back with, you know, all the right intentions. No, I wanted you to do the work.
Exactly.
It's not just that intention is now everything. What matters is the spirit. And so I neglected your orders, but my spirit was good.
So that's exactly what I was about to ask, that we also hear that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So when a devotee surrenders, and as Madhav Gopal was answering, questioning that if I have an inclination or intention, would Krishna balance it by Neha Bikramanashwasti, or should we also be careful of the consequences of our action, even unintended consequences? So where is that balance between Krishna's protection and our...
Therefore, we should be guided by the spiritual master. There's a place, Bhagavad Gita as it is, where Srila Prabhupada wrote that everything a devotee does is perfect because he's guided from within. And in the page proofs, this was the abridged Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada added, and confirmed by the spiritual master. Not just that whatever Krishna prompts me from within. It's very good. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, oh, Krishna is guiding you from within. But sometimes he would say, what is this nonsense?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, in the purport, Prabhupada writes, the life and dedication of Maharaj Pruthu in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Person of Godhead serve as a good example of karma yoga. Can't it be a bhakti yoga? Here it is mentioned the example
karma
of
karma yoga.
It is karma yoga. Can it be a bhakti yoga? Bhakti yoga. Can it be
bhakti defined? Yoga? Bhakti yoga. What about bhakti yoga?
Means here the Pruthu Maharaj example is given as an example
of bhakti
yoga.
I got that four times. Now what are you asking about bhakti yoga?
Because we also understand that we serve in bhakti.
What's your question about bhakti yoga? I just didn't hear it.
Can't it be considered as a bhakti yoga?
Yes, it can be considered bhakti yoga. Or bhakti yoga can be considered karma yoga. That is to say, if you're doing bhakti yoga, you've reached the perfection of karma yoga. So Prabhupada is choosing here to characterize Prithu Maharaj's activities as karma yoga, and to identify that karma yoga as the right path of action because it's dedicated to Krishna. Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karoti. What is that? Palam brahmani sannyasi, who gives everything to Krishna. So that's karma yoga. But why is he giving it everything to Krishna out of devotion? So as someone commented yesterday, I think you commented that Prabhupada always does this in his purports. Jnana yoga means bhakti yoga. Karma yoga means bhakti yoga. The point is that everything should culminate in yoga means bhakti. Yoga finally means bhakti yoga. So karma yoga means acts in devotional service. Jnana yoga means mental or intellectual speculation or inquiry that leads to devotional service. So Prabhupada's always giving it that way. So people are very much after karma yoga, but they think that karma yoga means feeding the poor and all sorts of philanthropic activities, and that's karma yoga. Giving charity, performing yajnas, that's karma yoga. And karma yoga is very good. Worshipping demigods, that's all. No, karma yoga means you dedicate everything to Krishna, then that's perfect karma yoga. If you want to do karma yoga, they think, serving mankind is karma yoga. No, serving Krishna is karma yoga.
So even in bhakti also, when we have discussion with the people or speech.
You see, there's one thing about karma yoga is that when we use microphones in the service of Krishna, we have to hold them close, otherwise they don't do anything. So you have a microphone, and if you hold it close enough, I'll hear what you say. Otherwise not.
Sorry, Maharaj.
There you go.
Sorry, again. When we speak to the people to practice bhakti, we generally tend to tell them that, sir, offer everything to Krishna. Cook food for Krishna, work for Krishna. So is it a karma yoga or it is bhakti yoga?
It's both. It's karma. Karma means what?
Actions performed in the service of Krishna. Actions performed in the service of Supreme Lord.
And what's that?
Any activity which will...
No, what does that come to? It comes to bhakti yoga, no? So you want to make a distinction. Is this karma yoga or is this bhakti yoga? And Prabhupada wants to obliterate the distinction, at least in this case, and say if you want to do karma yoga, this is what you do. You dedicate everything to Krishna. Oh, but it's not, what's the word? tied down by categories, then no, this isn't karma yoga. This isn't bhakti yoga, this is karma yoga. But it was, no, this is real karma yoga. Yes.
And sorry, man. In line with the Madan Gopal Prabhu and Mohan Vilas, in line with Madan Gopal Prabhu and Mohan Vilas Prabhu's question, like, you know, we say that not a blade of grass moves without Krishna's sanction, right? But in our mood of serving and together with our God brothers and God sister, we get very attached to our thoughts and our, you know, thinking, our ideas. And when it is not accepted, we get very disturbed because we think that my thought and my ideas is the perfect solution for this problem. And it creates chaos in your own mind. And obviously, then, you know, it disturbance, relationship, everything gets into a mess. How do I reconcile that it is not my thought ultimately, it is a cooperation, or, you know, it is Krishna's plan, whatever has to happen?
Well, how do you accomplish that? You can accomplish that by developing tolerance and humility and consciousness of Krishna. You can stop dealing with people, then all the problems will go away. But that's hard to do. Some places, yeah, anyway. The problem is always other people. So if you no longer, if you stop dealing with people, then you solve all the problems of the world. At least for you, but that's not sustainable. So then we have to learn to put up with these things. What is that tolerance? Amanidva, adambidva. Yeah, what was the one between before Kshanti? Amanidva, adambidva, ahimsa, kshantir, arjava. So, Shanti, to tolerate, tamstatiksha subharata. So, of course, we tolerate heat and cold, but we also have to tolerate our God brothers, our God sisters, ISKCON. That's toleration.
But what if I don't have the capacity to tolerate and I go through?
Then you're going
to
be unhappy.
Yeah, I'm already, like, I'm. Obviously.
Then you're going to have to tolerate being unhappy.
Thank you.
Another answer, less transcendental perhaps, is that there, you know, figure out ways to get your point through. Sometimes you know, hand it over, you know. Prabhu, they won't listen to me, they'll listen to you. Here it is. You know, that's a strategy. Or you propose something that's totally against what you have in mind. And everybody says, that's ridiculous, we can't do that. And you say, well, what about this? And they say, well, that's a better alternative. Different problem. Giriraj Maharaj tells the story in his book about Bombay, about how there was a visiting kirtan party, and they did kirtan, I think, for 24 hours. And Prabhupada called in Giriraj Maharaj, and he was saying, this is very good. He said, we should have this here in Bombay. We should have 24-hour kirtan at least. I forget the details, like 10 men or something, you know, and 24-hour kirtan. Every day. And Giriraj Maharaj was, you know, it's Prabhupada, we can't do that. Everything will stop. No, it's very good. We should do this. Everything will be very nice. And Giriraj Maharaj was, what to do. And Prabhupada said, all right, at least one day a week. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj had pointed out to later pointed out to Giriraj Maharaj how expertly Prabhupada, you know, got his way. He, you know, he asked for 100, and then when you settled for 1, which is what he had in mind to begin with. So there are different strategies. Sometimes head-on isn't always the most effective strategy. And that it leads to confrontation and then disappointment on somebody's part. Sometimes you persuade people that your idea was really their idea. And then they're totally behind it. So that's another answer that, to be more, what's the word? Supple, you know, more flexible in the ways that we present things, to have more strategies than just here's the truth and if you're intelligent you'll take it. There may be other ways to get our points across. What is that, considering Kala, Desha? Yatha Balam. Consider how much strength you have. And Yatha Vittam, if you have enough money, you can bribe them.
This is a very basic question related to preaching. In India, it is very popular that Bhagavad Gita means Karma Yoga. So
it does.
Yeah. So it's very. I am doing my work very honestly. I am taking care of my family. So I am a Karma Yogi.
No, you're a Karmi. You've got karma, but you don't have yoga. Yoga means connection. Connection means with what? Brahmani, with Krishna. So when you're doing your duty very nicely and offering the result to Krishna, then you're a karmi, karma yogi. Otherwise, you're a karmi. Anashrita karma palam, when you're not attached to the results. Otherwise, I'm doing my work very nicely, I'm keeping the results, and I'm a karma yogi. No, you're a karmi. You're just interested in fruitive activities and enjoying the results of the activities. That's not a karma yogi, that's a karmi.
So this quote, work is worship, is very popular.
If work is worship, then the ass is a pujari. There's so many foolish slogans. Just because it has alliteration doesn't make it true. What about people who are doing mischievous work? They're building something destructive. Prabhavanti ugra karmanaha, kshayaya jagato hita. That's also work. Work meant for destruction, work meant to cause harm to others, harm to the world. Is that also worship? It's work. And generally, I'm working for my self-interest, you're working for your self-interest. So if I succeed in my work, it's money out of your pocket. That's worship. And everybody's worshiping. You know, the main thing going on in the world is worship. Then why don't we see the results of that worship in the form of spiritual advancements and so on? No, I'm just working for my own selfish interests at your expense, and you're working for your selfish interests at my expense. And then we say, oh, I'm doing puja. What puja? You're listening to some fool who's floated this slogan. There's so many stupid slogans like that. Back in the emergency, what India is Indira is India. India is Indira. Now, dear Indira is gone, and India is still there. If they want a slogan, we have a slogan for them. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad yaji mam namaskuru. Or sarva dharman pratyaja mam ekam sharanam. These are slogans worth remembering. Your other slogan, invented by some fool, can be tossed. Their idea of karma yoga is actually kshatriya yoga. They're collecting garbage and claiming, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. And I'm doing karma yoga. No, it's kshatriya yoga. Something else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your association. Maharaj, as a sadhaka, our enthusiasm sometimes goes up and sometimes goes down. So how is that we maintain our enthusiasm, or this will be the case for sadhaka until we become a pure devotee?
This will go on as long as we're in the lower stages, sometimes more, sometimes less. But the thing is that I continue. It's not enthusiasm dependent. I was talking some months ago with a music teacher, professor in Philadelphia. Yeah, Philadelphia. Who was basically saying, this is what the students have to do. And some days they feel like brilliant, and sometimes they feel like they're never going to get it. But they continue. Then gradually they come to the point. If I only practice on the days when I feel brilliant, it's not going to work. So, all right, sometimes I'll feel brilliant, sometimes I'll feel dull, but I'll stick to what my spiritual master has asked me to do. And then I'll come to the point. And I'll try to be enthusiastic also. Utsaha nishchaya tarya. And if I stick, the more I stick to the process, the more I'll become enthusiastic. That's also there. But even if on an off day or a day when I'm not enthusiastic, anyway, let me continue. All right. Uh-oh. Yes.
Heard many times, but just want your view on how to make Krishna consciousness very interesting to children.
Ma, you just asked the wrong man. How to make Krishna conscious interesting to children? Just bring in Indradumna Maharaj. They'll love it. Not Indradumna Maharaj. Children love Indradumna Swami. Anything he does, they'll, he's magic with children. They love him. I'm the opposite. They see me and they run the other way. I have no advice to give you. You'll know better than I do. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Kavi Chandra Swami Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. So we all are greatly blessed by His Holiness Jayadeva Maharaj's presence for last 3 days, back-to-back Srimad Bhagavatam class. So a lot of gratitude we want to express in our usual trend by loudly chanting 3 times.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back in the Echo Village after a long, long time and see how things are.